listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the dainty and elegant...
I'm fancy.
Fancy. You put the fancy in Fancy Pants Gangsters.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Evan is here, as always.
That is some fucking good cider right there.
You gonna be okay?
I might.
A wet nap or something?
I might.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm gonna have to see if anyone place carries this around here. That's pretty awesome. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone.
We've forged ahead and headed to hike through Linden Hills to find this place.
Fucking Linden Hills. I forgot. Like I said before the show, I forgot that finding any place in Linden Hills. Even using the GPS, it's like traveling to Mordor.
It really is. We both use GPS to get here.
There's no highways.
No.
There's not even a two-lane road.
Yeah.
It's just dirt.
And one ring to buy.
It's dirt. I know I joked, we're in the process of, we're at that stage in the wedding planning where we're doing wedding bands and stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
And I had joked about getting the N1 and in the darkness bind them engraved on the inside.
You should.
She seemed amenable to it. If I was a bigger Lord of the Rings dork, I would. But it just seems to be a... I don't know.
I think you should get someone like the Schwartz or something like that. Yours is as big as mine.
It's fairly likely I'll be getting my first tattoo here in a couple weeks.
Sweet God.
And
why would you want to mark up that beautiful that beautiful body of yours?
Yeah, you don't change the paint job on a Pinto. No.
Gremlin. You're much more Gremlin than you are Pinto.
Thank you.
You're still likely to explode, but...
Yeah, it's true. Were the Gremlins combustible?
No, it was the Pinto.
It was before my time.
It was the Pinto.
Okay. We haven't even said where we are yet.
We are at Cafe 28 in...
So dig for bread.
As opposed to Cafe 421 or...
Cafe 27, which is actually right next door.
Or 128 Cafe. Am I forgetting any other numbered restaurants that we've been to?
Yeah, we did. That is kind of funny. We did 421 last week.
Yeah.
And now we're at another numbered cafe.
128-867-5309.
No, that's you're stupid.
I am not.
Yeah, you are.
So what are you getting a tattoo of?
I'm still deciding. I have some good ideas, and it would be... it would take a little long to explain the significance of it, so I'm not going
to. Tattoos are a great idea no matter what.
Well, yeah. But anyway,
I don't think it senses the sarcasm.
I did notice that, yes. But, no, Heather will likely be getting her second tattoo here in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So it's more of a, I've been thinking about doing it, and since I'm there, you know.
You need somebody to hold your hand.
No.
A little bit?
No.
It's okay.
I'm actually not worried about that part of it.
I think it'll probably hurt more than you think it did.
It probably will, but...
Which is why I'm going to try to freak you out.
If I get what I'm thinking, it'll be fairly simple, so it's not a big deal. But I've been trying to think of things I want.
Right.
And, you know, I can think of 100 different geeky kind of things.
Right.
But there's no, like...
Your geekiness can't be defined. That's the problem.
It's not that... I'm just not... hardcore enough in any one thing that I feel would really make it worthwhile to get it tattooed on me.
Right.
You know what I mean? The closest I could think of would be maybe like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy logo, or like a Don't Panic. That would be nice, actually, now that I think about that. But that's about it that I could think of.
Now, your other members of your family have tattoos. Mm-hmm. Like your dad has tattoos.
My dad has a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't it like a... He's a... He's a Jimmy Buffett fan. Mm-hmm. He's got a parrot or something like that.
He's got a parrot in a Hawaiian shirt.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Keeping it classy.
Funny story about my dad. He had that tattoo for 2 or 3 years before he told my grandmother. And to the point of wearing long sleeve shirts to family outings because he was terrified of telling her. And he actually had to do it while he was a bit tipsy before he had the courage to do it. Which I find extremely funny.
It is hilarious.
But yeah, my dad's got one. My sister has one. Obviously, Angie, not my 11-year-old sister. Although with kids these days, you never
can. You never know.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm thinking about it, but it was just more the confrontation that I'm not hardcore and I'm too much of a dilettante when it comes to geeky things. And I thought about getting the Fancy Pants logo.
Okay.
No, because, I mean, it's a fairly big part of my life at this point.
I'd say.
I think it's fair to say. But to me, that kind of has the same... I have the same worry with that, was the people that get the tattoos of the wedding ring.
Like my brother.
Oh, which one?
Mikey's allergic to metal.
Oh, okay. Well, get a plastic ring then. Anyway, in my experience, there's nothing more predictive of a Duke marriage than getting the tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I have the same thing with the logo. It's like, I know it, like, the second... You know, the second I get it, you know, the site will just completely implode and, you know, we'll get arrested for something. Yeah, just something terrible will happen. So I don't want to do that quite yet.
I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have a tattoo.
Mark has a tattoo?
Mark has multiple tattoos.
He does have a lot of surface area to work with.
He does. Mark has like 7 tattoos.
Brother confuses me.
Have you seen who he's marrying?
Well, that's what part of the confusion. He seems like a bit of a rebel, yet he's going for like an extremely
conservative ceremony and life.
Just, yeah.
No, I agree with you.
She must be a demon in the sack. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to go too much into the depth of this, but they've may or may not have taken some sort of pledge in college not to do something like that.
Silly man.
Agreed.
Just everything about this strikes me as a bad idea.
I know. Why? You know, it just it keeps getting better by the day, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching a car crash. Mm-hmm. I know how this ends. I've seen how this ends. I've been in this.
I actually heard a great metaphor for this. You ever see any of the Final Destination movies?
Yeah.
You know, I like the first one, actually. I enjoyed the first one.
Is that one the one with the large car crash, or was that the...
That's the second one.
Airplane.
Yeah, Airplane was the first one. That one you got to see Stifler decapitated.
That's right,
one.
With the train, yeah.
Yeah.
But, why do I remember that?
Actually, no, I say as far as those late 90s kind of teeny horror movies go, that was one of the better ones. And I've seen most of the Final Destination ones.
They're on like 18, 19, aren't they?
The fifth one, they've got the posters out for now. Which is funny because the fourth one was supposed to be the final one, but you know, whatever. As long as it's making money, they don't care.
Exactly. Hello, Saw.
But I like those because you can see the steps. Like I always compare it when I'm describing Final Destination people. It's like, imagine really gory Mousetrap. Because you can see all of the pieces kind of fall into place.
Yeah.
And that's what some people's relationships are like too, where you can see all of the ball sliding down the slide, which hits the man on the teeter totter, mm-hmm. which hits the bathtub. You can see all of the steps. And you know eventually it's gonna be horrible.
And then that comes down at the end.
Yeah, that fucking thing that's it, always sticks. It always sticks.
I totally know what you mean, though.
Did we whip through that basket of bread already?
You had like 8 or 9 pieces.
God. Oh, well.
Well, that, because it took us so long to get here, and we had to rely on our elven friends. We're both a little starving.
A little bit.
But what are we drinking to start?
Why don't you say?
Because you got a mouthful of bread. Uh-huh. I went with their cider, which you were kind enough to point out to me, and I've actually never had this before. It's an Aspall English dry draft cider.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And it's fancy.
It's a very fancy
bottle. You can only buy it by the bottle here. You can only, and it's the 500 milliliter bottle, so it's a not quite as big as a big boy beer bottle, or when you see Crispin a lot of times, like the more wine bottle size, it's obviously smaller than that. It is very good. It's known for, apparently they say, made with 100% apple juice. It is a dry cider. It's much stronger than like a Strongbow or an Ace or something like that. A little more of a bite to it. Not quite as heavily carbonated as sometimes they are. It is extremely good. I'm definitely going to have to see if I can find more of this stuff because I'm a fan. And I get it in a fancy
goblet. Maybe that's a cider-specific goblet.
Well, it's branded with their cider.
Well, there you go.
So, and it's a Suffolk cider.
Are you getting a good nose to it?
I am. What are you drinking?
I've got this really bitter brewer. This place is interesting in that the co-owner is actually the head brewer at Surly.
Yes, Todd Hogg.
And,
that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Hague.
Hague Hogg.
I am a hog.
Hogg.
Anyway, so they've got a large amount of Surly on tap for Surly standards, and as well as pretty much anything you want to get in a can as well.
That's true.
But in addition to that, they have an extremely good beer list. I don't know if you perused that
a lot. I did a little bit.
And a nice little wine list as well.
Yeah, they've got a good mix of the duals and the triples and the quadruples. They also have an eight, which I assume is eight times done. I have no idea. I don't even want to know what this 2010 one, how many times that was done. It's a joke, so.
Yeah, exactly. You might be stretching.
Yeah, well, probably.
The odd thing is there, I did see Miller High Life on the...
Yes. Yes, indeed. Where is...
Bottles and cans.
Just clap your hands. Just clap your hands.
Just clap your hands.
That's right. That was one thing I wanted to talk about.
Where it's
we'll
at.
Talk about that in a second. That's where it's at. Yeah. That's right.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Okay, we're done. they do the High Life, but they also do a. If you're into really geeky beer geek rare stuff, this is a place to check out. I mean, they got Goose Island Madame Rose, which by their own description says only 13 cases of this Belgian style brown ale fermented with wild yeast and aged on cherries in wine barrels were allocated to Minnesota.
You're also paying for that as well.
Yeah, it's $22 for a 22 ounce glass. So
for the bottle of wine, you can get that.
Yeah, and I'm glad I didn't see that because I probably would have picked that up. Because I do love brown ales. I do love Goose Island.
You like brown people too, don't you?
I tend to be in favor, just in general.
Mostly.
Yeah. But yeah, very very good beer list. Even though you got the Surly connection there, and I don't know what they have for.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can't say for sure that their wine list is good, but there seems to be some good things on there.
So for the size of the restaurant, I think it's a good size.
One thing I do want to say, if you're a fan of Surly, I mean, they have pretty much all the main ones, but they do have stuff that you can't really get elsewhere. They do have the Schadenfreude, which we were talking before. I don't think either of us have seen in the cans. You pretty much only get a draft. But also they do specific ones. They have something called the Moe's Bender, which is the bender. They add Guatemalan coffee to make a coffee bender, and I don't know if that's what the standard recipe to make their coffee bender is. It does appear that way. But they also, in this case, they add organic cocoa nibs and Ugandan vanilla beans and then age it in oak.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's
more than I usually have more, going on in my beer.
Yeah. Oh. You got a burger.
I got a burger.
You go to a fancy place like this, you get a burger.
Well, they had four. They have a farm-raised burger, Clancy Farms. Mm-hmm. With four different options you can get on your burger. I got the beet and Donny blue cheese, or excuse me, Donny goat cheese. Another option, you can get a Fisher bacon and cheddar, a guacamole and queso fresco, or the fourth option of sautéed mushrooms and Black River blue cheese. And then that's served with their freshly fried chips.
So far you've had the chips.
I've had the chips, only because the chips are chips.
Okay.
No, just
nothing special.
Nothing special, but it's not bad. Only because the burger's probably going to be one of those things where I pick up and I'm not going to be able to put back down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be work.
It's like the boot at gas stop.
Exactly. Just keep it up.
Mm-hmm. I continued on my high class kind of trip here.
You got to keep it classy because I'm burying up the show.
You are. I went to their Fisher Farm pan seared pork tenderloin. Fisher Farms also provides their bacon, which is fantastic. If you've never had Fisher Farms bacon, you're missing out on life, my friend. But I've never had their pork, and it definitely lives up to the rest of their pig-based milieu. That's right, I went there. And this comes with a green bean sautéed with butter and appears to be sautéed red peppers on a sweet corn polenta. And damn, that's all I gotta say.
Really?
Damn. The red peppers are awesome. They're just barely sautéed. They're just enough to get them kind of limp. Mm-hmm. About it. They still have that good kind of peppery flavor. The beans are beans. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do with beans. But
it's not the season yet.
That's true. But they're very good. This polenta is outstanding.
Really?
Yeah. It's I've become a more of a polenta guy because I love corn. I like sweet corn. But I don't like the cob because it's corn bones, as we've talked about before. And to me, polenta is about as far away from the cob as you can get.
Right.
So it, in many ways, it's the perfect application. Although I do like a good, nice, springy, just kernel corn. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get a little pop to it, like a good sugar snap pea kind of style, kind of texture to it. This polenta, it's a great texture. It's smooth without being kind of soupy. Like, I've had polentas before where they're basically just corn pudding, which is fine in some cases, but with this, it's got a little more heft to it, a little more structure, which is good. It's a good, it's consistent. It's consistently rough, if that makes any sense. Like, it's, like, there's different sizes of the corn kernels. Like, every once in a while you get, like, an actual chunk of corn.
Yeah.
You know? But it's consistently
corn variety.
Like that.
Corn,
you know?
Variety.
Yeah. But it's very good. And like I said, the pork itself, very good. Very tasty. Again, just lightly seared. I normally tend to like my pork a little more cooked. Okay. Not cooked, but a little more crispy than this. But it's still very good.
I bit into my burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Okay. Now you surprised me. Because of all the choices that excuse me. Of all the choices you had, you took probably the least likely that I would think that I think you would pick. You don't tend to be a beet guy, for one thing.
I like beets. I do. I actually like beets quite a bit. But what I like even more than beets is goat cheese. I actually have two different types of goat cheese in my refrigerator.
Wow.
I use it more than I probably should, but because in most cases, it is actually fairly healthy. It's a good alternative to, you know, other things. You know, like a mozzarella or, you know. This, for some reason, is there something missing on this burger? I don't know if it's like salt, pepper, or what. But it's just not as flavorful as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe even like an herb to cook goat cheese.
Okay, so is it the meat itself, or is it the burger, or what
the,
is
the
it?
Meat's good quality, but the accoutrement needs a little something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. Because I definitely don't want to add ketchup or mustard to it.
No, but and you do have lettuce and tomato available to you as well.
But again, I don't think that's what would go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I almost want some arugula or something like that. Something peppery.
I could see that. So how was your Memorial Day, sir?
Very good.
Very good.
My Memorial Day was pretty damn lazy. I did absolutely every load of laundry I could in the house. I made some barbecue chicken last night. Past that, I didn't do a whole lot of anything. I did put pants on Saturday, but that's
impressive.
But Sunday was completely sans pants.
Well, you know, it's God's day.
It is God's day. He wants me to be in his own image, pantsless.
You imagine God as pantsless?
I do. Maybe just boxer shorts.
Well, he is God. I mean, what are you going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't tell God to put pants on. That's impolite, at the very least. You know.
I see him wearing, like, boxer shorts, you know, probably some sports team on it. He seems like a Yankees fan.
That would explain several things.
Oh. But yeah, I did not do a whole hell of a lot of anything. And was quite proud of it.
Well, good.
I was very relaxed when I got back to work this morning. Only to find out we had had a break-in at work, which pretty much ruined my day.
Understandable.
But, hey, these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
How was your week?
It was all right. It was my lovely fiance. Her birthday is the 29th,
okay,
which was Sunday. So the in-laws were up because A, it was Memorial Day weekend. You know, and they tend any sort of long weekend they tend to show up.
Lucky for you.
I actually like them. I mean, as far as in-laws go, these guys are pretty cool. So. Certainly don't mind. Like, they come up, and these are the, and I've talked about this before on the show. I think I have.
They do your yard work.
They didn't do any yard work. They did, Heather and her mom did some gardening.
Okay.
They put up some window boxes, and we started an herb garden, which I'm very excited about. And we're growing tomatoes now.
Yay!
I'm pretty excited about that, too. Her dad helped us with the basement, working on the craft room, finishing that up. So we're going to try to get that finished by end of summer. Anyway. No, I like it when they come up, but they do limit... They're one of these people that just don't sit.
Oh, God.
Okay? Which is a double-edged sword. Because when they come up, they want to do stuff. So, you know, we get all sorts of crap done.
Right.
But they just... There's no just sitting.
You can't relax.
Mm-hmm. We did go see a movie on Saturday, I think it was.
Which one did you see?
We saw the new Pirates movie. It was alright. You know? They know Orlando Bloom, speaking of elves, know Orlando Bloom or Keira Knightley, which are both two very good things.
Wait a minute.
Those characters. I have nothing wrong with those people, but those characters were worthless.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they added nothing.
I agree.
They just distracted from the Jack show.
The Jack and Barbossa show.
Yeah. And
I could watch Jeffrey Rush act in the paper bag and pretty much be amused.
Yeah. And Penelope Cruz just needs to wear nothing but pirate gear all the time. And I would be a happy man.
You were able to keep your pants on during this.
I was. Well, she doesn't really have any like super like sexy scenes. Like there's no like seduction scene or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing really quite like that. But
she buckles her swash.
Several times.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do anything on like Memorial Day proper, really.
The weather again was spotty,
mm-hmm.
as it has been for weeks now. Like it's a beautiful day outside, except it's blowing at about 60 mile per hour gusts right now.
Yep,
it's just unbelievable.
Yesterday it was like 88,
mm-hmm.
with like 90% humidity.
Yep. The day before that, it rained. Well, rained holy hell.
Yeah.
In Shakopee and Apple Valley for that matter. I did go out and help. I did assist with some planting this weekend, but that's about it.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't. We did grill out. Heather's parents are from Milwaukee. So
can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Milwaukee. The Conquering Fort. A good land.
Yes, it's also the land of good sausage.
Mm.
They brought up some Usinger sausage, which is pretty outstanding stuff.
Ugly name. Delicious sausage.
Well, it's German, so German is not a pretty language.
No.
But that was very good. Always nice to, because you can get Usingers in the store. Like if you go to Rainbow,
mm-hmm.
they carry Usingers. But it's not the same. We like to get ours direct. Every year for Christmas, we get a Usinger's care package.
Nice.
Which is always awesome. So, Memorial Day, pretty quiet, actually. We didn't really do a whole lot.
The weather just didn't agree for anything that was extended outdoor activity.
Mm-hmm. We did go out for a drink. Yesterday.
Yeah.
To Psycho Susie's.
I saw that. I saw your check-in on Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm. Always fun. I was so angry. Went there. And I'm like, I'm going to have a pickle wrap. Because goddamn it, I haven't had one in a while.
It's hot out.
Like, that's refreshing.
Absolutely.
Appetizer.
Yep.
I ordered it. Awesome. Great. They ran out.
How do you run out of pickle wraps?
That's what I said.
How the hell do you run out of pickle wraps?
You know, both, you know, how philosophically or how...
Both.
But how technically.
Yeah.
By either stretch.
It's a problem.
How is that possible? You can't tell me you ran out of pickles. I saw several burgers with pickles.
That doesn't make no sense.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is they ran out of cream cheese, but...
I don't know. That boggles my mind.
Just did I tell you about the speaking of Psycho Susie's running out of shit? Time when I found the guy at Roundy's.
I'm sorry.
Or Rainbow. Sorry. Weeks ago, this was probably about a month or two ago. We're in Rainbow getting our groceries.
Okay.
Dude in front of us,
mm-hmm.
wearing a Psycho Susie's shirt, had a cart filled to the top with every package of packaged corned beef the store had. They had apparently run out of corned beef.
For a pickle wrap.
I don't know what. But they had run out and they were buying every 79-cent package of Carl Budding roast or corned beef.
By the way,
in
that,
the store,
that, Carl Budding roast beef, awesome.
It is.
It shouldn't be, but it's awesome.
But unfortunately, the
the low-grade moron running the counter couldn't figure out how to do the multiply function. So she had to scan all 500 packages of corned beef. And then when it got to the end, they realized that she counted wrong. So they had to figure out how many they actually had and all that. So it was a mess. I think we were in line for like 20 minutes. And I've never forgiven
Psycho Susie's
for that.
Now they've wronged you twice.
Mm-hmm. One more strike. You think after all this time I'd learn not to talk with my mouth full?
You don't.
One more strike and they're done with me. They're dead to me.
I doubt that, but okay.
Probably. They introduced a new, or at least new to me, tiki glass that I have to get. So until I figure out what drink that came from.
For those of you who aren't playing along at home, you are collecting, much like Happy Meal toys are collected, all the tiki glasses that are available in Psycho Susie's.
This is true. And that flint is good. Oh, baby.
You destroyed that.
I know. You could have left the pork off. This is me saying that, too.
I'm kind of actually hurt that you said that.
I know. You could have left it off. It was by far, as good as that pork was, it was by far the weakest part of that dish. That's how good the other stuff was.
Was the bunta enhanced by the porky essence on top?
Not that I could tell. There wasn't much porkly essence, even in the pork. You heard me.
Okay.
But, alright. How old are you, sir?
I am 31.
You're 31.
Going on 15.
We're not talking about penis size here. So 31. Have you hit the point?
Probably.
When you just realized that you're old.
Oh yeah.
You're officially old.
Oh yeah.
What was it for you? What was do you remember what the moment was?
If you give me a minute, I can think of it.
We don't have that much time, Grandpa.
Anytime that somebody calls me sir.
It's not bad.
Or, you know, where I'll be, you know, I'm essentially 7 years removed from my little boy job, where I started a big boy job.
Yes.
Lack of better term.
You're talking the bike.
Yes.
Okay.
And going into places like that, not mm-hmm. that per se, but going to places like that where I have...
Counter jockey job?
Yeah, a counter jockey job where somebody does refer to me as sir.
Yeah.
That's when I know I'm old.
All right. Any other good moments?
No.
No? Can't think of any?
It's more lazy than anything. That's the other. I'm just getting lazy.
Well, that's more. I would attribute that more to single life than age.
Yep.
But if you're not going to eat that tomato, I'm going to eat it.
Go for it. Doesn't look all that right.
Yeah, probably not, but it's tomato. I had a moment this week that has reinforced just exactly how old I am.
Hey, you're younger than me by quite a few months.
I am. I'm about 9 months younger than you. What's that?
April to December.
Yeah, so 8 months. Regardless. God damn, I am very reflunct today.
That's okay.
Excuse me. Alright. So we got the satellite radio in the car.
Did something offend you on the
150 some stations.
Yeah. Something offended you.
No, something accidentally offended me. But it wasn't what they were saying that was offensive to me. It was my reaction to it that offended me. Okay. And okay. I'm flipping through the channels and you know they got all the decade. Like, the first 10 are all decade stuff.
Sure.
So the 40s on 4, 50s on 5, and the 90s on 9.
That's really creative.
Yeah, I know.
I'll listen to it. They tend to be kind of cool. If anything, the 90s on 90s reminds me how shitty some songs were.
But how awesome some of them.
But how awesome.
Equally awesome.
And really also how old some songs actually are.
Oh,
the
yeah.
80s and 90s stations, they actually write what year they came out in the little listing thing on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh my god, that song is 20 years old. I'm ready to kill myself. But that isn't what it is. So I'm flipping through, and then you're getting through the hard rock stations.
Yeah.
You got all the hard rock stations. And you get through, and there's a rock station on there called Lithium.
Okay.
It's grunge and alternative mid to late 90s music.
Sure. Named after the aforementioned song Lithium by Nirvana.
By Nirvana. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, it's like every song I'm digging.
Yeah.
Either it's a song I haven't heard in years and I just love, or they play a ton of like Porno for Pyros and Jane's Nation and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like digging it. This is awesome. I'm totally digging this. And then I realized to myself, I'm now old enough to have my own oldie station.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah.
Like, I've hit that point where it's like they're catering to my demographic in a way that's not, here's just the coolest stuff. Here's the latest and coolest stuff. And I nearly ran myself off the road when I realized this. I just drove right into a ditch. Just like, it's over. I'm done.
You know what? You know what song I heard a couple of, actually, it was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was Crackers Low.
Excellent song.
Excellent song. Do you know how old that song is?
It's probably 25 years old.
No, but it's like 1994.
Yeah. So 15 years.
15 years.
15, 16.
That's old.
That's an old song.
I can't believe that.
I know.
It still sounds good.
Oh, yeah. It's a cracker. It's a cracker song, for God's sake.
Nice.
Local musicians for us. Yeah, Bob Mould, lead singer of Crackers from Minneapolis. Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were mixing up that and Semisonic.
No, one should never mix up Cracker and Semisonic. I think that makes heroin.
Watch yourself.
Maybe it makes meth, I think. I got nothing against Semisonic, but they're different bands. They're very different
bands.
They are
different bands, I'm just saying. Thank you.
Thank you.
They're very different bands. But
no, it was just like the, oh my god.
You old. You old as hell.
Yeah, but you know what? You were excited for when I was describing who they're playing.
Yeah, I would absolutely listen to that station all the time.
I know. They play a lot of Pearl Jam. Like some of the grunge stuff I'm not that into.
I hate Pearl Jam. I've always
Pearl Jam has their own station. I'm serious.
I cannot stand.
There's like four or five bands that have their own stations, and it's mostly live stuff. It's like, I mean, Margaritaville, of course.
Right.
Great. They've got a Grateful Dead station. They got a Bruce Springsteen station. And then they got the Pearl Jam station. Although, technically, that's the jam band station. But every time I flip past that, they're playing fucking Pearl Jam. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Pearl Jam station.
There's no way I could listen to that. Pearl Jam was like that one band from that era that really annoyed the piss out of me for some reason.
You know, for me, it was Nirvana.
How dare you, sir?
No, and it had everything to do. Like, take it on their own, and I can say this now. Take it on their own. Listen to just the songs.
You keep in mind that I own every single album that they have ever put out.
Yes, I'm aware. Even the Unplugged.
Unplugged, Bleach, Muddy Banks, and Wishka. I own their Greatest Hits album. I own the remasters. I even own Kurt Cobain's Journals, the book that they put out. Watch yourself now.
If you let me finish.
Yes.
Taken on their own, if you look at just the songs themselves,
mm-hmm.
Very good.
Right.
Very good. I mean, what? Oh no! Put the bottle down.
Okay.
You won't have to brain me here. My opinion of Nirvana, especially back in the mid to late 90s, was colored more by the fact that everybody was like, these guys are geniuses! Oh my god! There's nothing that will turn me off a band faster than a lot of people liking them.
Than mainstream success.
It's not even mainstream success. I had nothing against them.
They were fine until they lost the horns.
I will give you that. I will give you that.
That's not the same band.
I do like Hey Baby, but then again, I kind of like that kind of dance hall kind of rhythm. So, but no, I will give you that they severely dropped in stature when they lost the horns. But I can still kind of respect the music that they were putting out at that point. You know, like Don't Speak and stuff like that. You know?
Right.
Mainstream success doesn't bug me. It's more it's the fawning. And it didn't help that he killed himself.
Right.
Because nothing will get you popular faster than killing yourself.
Right.
Like, if you got even, like, a modicum of success. And that's, I think, why, you know, if he had just held out for, like, another year or two, Alice in Chains would be so much bigger. Because Layne Staley died of arguably a more rock star way to go with
heroin
overdose. I mean, it's hard to get more. I mean, the only way to go more rock star is do it while trashing a hotel room.
What about Sublime? A band that got a lot of mainstream airplay.
I wouldn't say a lot of mainstream airplay.
They got
a fair amount, yeah.
Yeah. And that singer died of a heroin overdose.
He did.
He made it big.
Yeah, yeah. You see, he timed it badly.
Yeah, he did.
If you're gonna overdose, wait until at least he got some MTV airplay.
Then how do you explain Shin Hoon and Blind Melon?
He was still in the
they were fairly big after that.
They were still in the penumbra of the one hit wonder.
True.
At that point. Plus they had a significant backing in the kind of the alternative set at that point.
Yeah. That weird hippie offshoot of grunge.
Yeah. Plus that video was so huge. I mean, that was probably the last generation of music that is really influenced by, like, their popularity is really influenced by the music video.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Completely agree with you.
Yeah. You know,
I can't remember the last time I actually saw a music video, but if you name any of those songs, basically any of those songs that we just mentioned, I know exactly what that music video looked like.
Absolutely.
I know Cracker was a boxing, it was in black and white.
I actually forgot that bit.
And I remember the microphone swinging along with the song.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I mean, the Blind Melon video, Heart-Shaped Box, like, that video was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a better video than Smells Like Teen Spirit, but...
Well...
It's
a cooler video. I think we're talking best video. I think In Bloom was the best.
I don't know if I've ever seen that video.
That's the set in black and white.
The one that Weezer ripped off later.
Exactly. Okay. Well, Weezer did Happiness.
Is it a calculus thing where, you know, you had two people coming up with calculus at roughly the same time,
exactly,
but they didn't know each other?
Exactly. And one guy just got kind of a slight offshoot of the other.
Yeah, that was a good video.
Yeah. Well, the Weezer one was awesome too.
The Weezer one was. Do you remember? Here's a good way to age yourself.
Yeah.
You remember the original Windows 95 disc actually included the video for that, for Buddy Holly, as a test of its video capabilities.
I remember that. And that the fan on your computer would spin like nobody's business.
Because that was like MPEG 1 too, so that was like, you're just one step removed from elves drawing each frame.
It's really good on a 15-inch LCD.
Yeah, it did.
Or a 15-inch CRT, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, LCDs, that was rich man's god world.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
But no, I mean, I think you're on something with the videos, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, all those No Doubt videos.
Yep.
Granted,
Spiderweb.
Granted,
probably my favorite.
The No Doubt videos had an extra visual element for young men about that time. So, you know, they tend to stick out, no pun intended, in their memory.
Still hotter with brown hair.
Still hotter with brown hair. But it's at this point, I don't think
it's not going back. I know.
It's not going back.
I realize that. But
as much as I would love it too. She'd be another easy one to hate, but she's just so pretty.
So it was that Behind the Music, wasn't it?
That did a lot of favors.
Yeah.
That did a lot of favors for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, all of those videos were
Black Hole Sun.
I'm good.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun beer. And again, Beavis and Butthead.
Absolutely.
Beavis and Butthead made those videos.
Yeah.
Like that was what we as a culture needed at the time.
Absolutely.
I stand by my love of Beavis and Butthead. And specifically the videos. Like on Netflix right now, you can tell I've had a little bit of alcohol.
A little bit.
I'm just like motor mouthing
it. Very preachy right now.
I'm very motor mouthing
it. I'm a little worried about you driving home.
No, I'll be fine. What was I gonna say? Oh, thank you. On Netflix, they've got the Beavis and Butthead collections.
Okay.
But it's just the cartoons. It's not the videos.
Well, see, now the video was made the whole thing.
Okay. I sat and watched. And I love Beavis and Butthead. Okay. I love Beavis and Butthead.
You're gonna have to get cable because they're coming back on the air this summer.
I'll torrent that shit. I'll torrent it. Whatever.
What was your favorite?
Let me finish my thought. I love Beavis and Butthead. I watch their videos probably once a week.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. Okay, I have a playlist on my YouTube of all of the before Viacom rips them all down.
Yeah.
I'm watching them. I got maybe 10 minutes of continuous Beavis and Butthead cartoon before I'm like, I can't do this. This is terrible. The jokes were not good.
Right.
The animation was abysmal. And I didn't think it was possible in a 2-minute cartoon section to have a joke completely play out and just be ridiculous. Like, I thought Saturday Night Live was bad for... I thought Saturday Night Live was bad for just running a joke into the ground and just not quitting when it was done.
Right.
But Beavis and Butthead's got nothing on me. My God. Okay.
I mean, Saturday Night Live was nothing like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. It was terrible. It's terrible.
Mike Judge became a very rich man off that.
Even the cartoons that I love, like... I cannot remember the name of it, but the one where they're in the tire. They find the tractor tire and Beavis decides to sit.
I'm pretty sure the title of that episode is Tractor Tire.
It very well could. You know, like that. That will always. I always get a giggle out of that, mostly because we did that shit.
Right.
But. It was excruciating. It was so bad.
Yeah.
It's like you need those videos because you need that commentary.
You need a break. You need a break in the action.
Yeah, because you know there are times I'll watch a Beavis and Butthead video, especially Black Hole Sun. Black Hole Sun is probably one of the best Beavis and Butthead videos.
And Pantera's I'm Broken.
Oh God,
it's so funny. And
just
Whale.
Any Beavis rant is always good. I'm gonna put the links in the show notes.
Good for you.
Because these are awesome. The Pantera rant is still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The Korn, the video they did
Alive.
It was alive. Yeah. The one they did for that, like Beavis' rant in that, was awesome.
Yeah.
The Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees.
Okay.
Where they're trying to remember what the lead singer of Radiohead looks like.
Oh my God, we're old.
And it was, it's just, they're so damn funny because, you know, it was one of those where it's so much smarter than it sounds.
Right. I'm getting that same way about South Park, in that I'm picking up on a lot of jokes that are really, really just subtle. At this point, there's always been that underlying subtle humor, but now it's almost like they're trying to get you to find that joke in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been kind of not down on South Park, but I've never been a huge fan.
I think their ability to push out things that are so topical so quickly.
But you know what though?
Impressed the hell out of me.
It's impressive on a technical level.
Right.
But from a humor level, to me, that's no different than Jay Leno's monologue.
That's true.
Where it's just like, you know, it's almost never that terribly clever.
I'm going to disagree with you, but not fully.
Granted, I have not watched a full episode since, like, season 6.
Right.
So, I mean, it's been a very, very long time. So I'm just picking this up from clips and people that, you know, stuff that people have been talking about. But it's just like, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of over their humor. if that makes any sense. Like, there's a smugness to a lot of their humor.
I can appreciate smugness though.
I can, you know, but nothing turns me off faster. Even if you are legitimately smart or legitimately talented at whatever it is you do, the second you have maybe it's a Minnesotan thing, but the second you have any sort of outwardly confidence in that, I'm immediately turned off.
Okay. I can respect
you. You know what I mean? And you know, there's always been a smarter than thou aspect to a lot of self-help.
I agree,
but
definitely don't disagree.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Wow, it's that time already. Okay. So, what do you think? Now, this was our second choice. We were going to go to Tilia, which just opened about a month ago.
Yep.
But it was swamped and extremely loud.
Yep. My opinion was my burger was good, it was not great.
Uh-huh.
Again, it just needed something else on that burger. The lettuce and tomato or ketchup and mustard wasn't going to do. You know, when you have fairly strong ingredients like the beef and goat cheese, you expect them to really be the stars of the show, and it just needed something else. Somebody else needed to be invited to the party. The chips were okay, they weren't great.
You know, I've never liked house-made chips.
It's such an art to me that it has to be super, super thin, and that was not thin enough. And it needs to be salted properly. It needs to get the salt on there while they're still freaking hot. There's no taste to the chips. All I tasted was the grease that was cooked. So that was a bit of a disappointment. My beer was good. I've had bitter brew before, so I kind of knew what I was getting.
Yeah.
But all things aside, it was a good compliment to what I was eating.
So. All right.
You on the other end?
My cider, awesome, as I talked about. Aspal, it's A-S-P-A-L-L.
Aspal.
Aspal. Very good. I'm definitely going to look around and see if any place around here has it. Otherwise, my food, like I said before, the weakest part of my dish was the pork tenderloin. And that's not saying it was bad. It was good. It was, you know, it was a little undercooked for me, but it was still very good.
Right.
I like a little, even if it, you know, it's pan seared, but there was very little sear on it.
Okay.
It's like they basically just got rid of the pink, and that was about it.
That looked a little done to me.
It was fine.
Okay.
You know, the red peppers and green beans, you saute peppers in a butter sauce, I'm there.
Right.
I'm done.
You could just eat that.
Yeah, exactly. I have just eaten that.
I think I have too.
And the polenta was fantastic. Like it was, you know, I just went to the Red Stag.
Yeah.
We went to the Red Stag for Heather's birthday. And I had their polenta again. And again, very good. That one's a little more of a malto meal corn pudding consistency, a little more liquidy. This was closer to like a mashed potato.
Okay.
And I think that is how I prefer it. Just a little more structure behind it, a little drier. Still that very pronounced sweet corn and butter flavor.
Okay.
Awesome. So yeah, the best part of that was just the polenta that I easily. But were I in this area again, which I don't really foresee that happening anytime soon.
Not unless you're hunting dragons.
Yeah.
Or throwing the One Ring into Mountain Dew.
Yeah, unless I'm doing something like that, I don't see that. But it's certainly, you know, it's certainly worth checking out.
I agree. I'm not going to shy away from this neighborhood. But again, it's a beach to get to no matter where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate because there's some decent restaurants around here. They actually have Sebastian Joe's, which is just up, you know, basically west and south of here.
Yeah. It's an ice cream place.
Navaya's Thai Bistro across the street. You know, Tilia on this block. So you got some good options around here. But again, just be prepared that you're gonna fight for a parking spot.
This is gonna be one of those places where it's a little high buck. You know, I'll say that. I mean, the entrees run between $13 and $18.
Right.
So It's not, I wouldn't call this like a regular place.
No.
But if I lived around here and I was, you know, on a date, got the parents coming.
Yep.
This is a little more of a special event without being too fancy place. I think that's more where this fits. But yeah, if I lived around here, I would totally dig this place.
Right.
You know, I'd totally, you know, walk down here or something like that. I mean, we're in this kind of cool little small town shopping district kind of thing.
Nook neighborhood.
Yeah, I like that. It is enjoyable.
So good.
Thumbs up. I'm tired all of a sudden. I don't know what the deal is.
Could be all the alcohol you just drank.
Could be. That could very well be. Anyway, we want to thank our loving sponsor, HopChart.com, for all your beer cataloging needs. And cider, if you're a cider fan like myself, they do a lot of that as well. We recommend you follow us on the various social networks. We've got Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. We got the Facebooks at facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. We have Foursquare at foursquare.com/wellfedguide. Yeah. That's pretty much it for right now. In terms of the social networks and things like that. We do want to recommend you guys follow us, subscribe to our email newsletter. It comes out every Monday/Tuesday.
Pants in your mail.
Pants in your email. You can do that by going to the website, fancymansgangsters.com, and you can sign up for that as well. Am I forgetting anything?
You have not forgotten a thing, sir.
Very good.
You did a wonderful job as always.
Thank you. So until next week. Oh, I should say our email address. I can't forget this because this is important work.
Okay.
Plus, I hate ending the show. I just want to talk and talk and talk.
I know you do.
WellFed@FancyPantsGangsters.com. We'd love taking your requests, your questions. I had someone ask me for a restaurant recommendation. That was super cool. We love your recommendations. We had a couple people on Facebook mention the Prairie Ale House in Eden Prairie. I definitely think we're going to check that place out in the near future because a lot of people were digging it and checked out the website and it's very cool. So,
damn right.
Or maybe even next week.
Maybe even next week.
Maybe.
You might want to wait until I actually move back to that Southwest Metro so I actually feel like I'm being surrounded.
When have I ever cared about your feelings or value?
Man, you listen to me.
No.
Show's over.
Yeah. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.